popular.
Yeah, probably. No. Well, just talking about the game back there, we never tested our goalkeeper today, so that was a disappointing thing. I thought we had opportunities to score goals, and we've not made our goalkeeper work at the moments in the game. Again, the positives from it is we limited air to few chances only over 90 minutes, but you know, it gets us a point closer to Hearts. The other positive, we've got two games next week now, Hearts and next Saturday, and then Raith Rovers on the Wednesday to look forward to.
They're not losing games, is it just a case of turning the, you know, taking chances and turning the draws into wins?
Aye, and it's making sure that on the training ground that we apply ourselves and we work on our finishing, work on our cross and work on our final pass through. As I say, I don't want it to sound too disappointing that the boys, you know, but we've had a really good start to the season, and we are drawing too many games at the moment, but again today we tried to make substitutions, not on boys' individual performances, but to try and bring, you know, we brought Lewis McCann on to try and give him Declan a bit of support up there to try and break Air United down. As I say, we, at the moments when the ball fell to us in their 18 yard box, we never worked the keeper, and that's the thing that we'll try and work on in the coming weeks. You can look at it that way as well. As I say, we've said all along that we want to concentrate on where our destination is going to be, and I'm delighted that we're sitting second in the league. You know, I think we've made forward steps, and we'll continue to do that. But it's not been happy with where we're at, and that's the questions I'll ask the players. It's the questions I'll ask myself. And as I say, it's not getting too disappointed, because as I say, drawing games can become a habit as well, and we've got to just find that wee bit of flair, the wee bit of creativity in the final third of the park that gives us that spark to go and win games of football again.
Judging by the snow on the side of the park here, there must have been a monumental effort to get this match on today.
There was, and I think again, I'd like to thank there was admin staff and, you know, to out in the pitch yesterday afternoon to try and get us to play this game. As we say, and we're very much a team, the thing that's disappointing is we've not won the game. But we know that Ayr's a difficult challenge, it's a difficult game at the best of times, and as I say, we know what we've got to get better at, and I think the team collectively know what we've got to get better at, but it's not necessarily I'm not having a go at the attacking players. You know, clean sheets are led for the front as well, and you know, we'll get praise when they score their goals. When we do start scoring goals again, but equally we've got to, they've played their part today in shutting Air United out.
Is it a concern, Stevie, the chances again today, similar to last week, you know, you're creating chances but not quite dating them, is that a confidence thing?
Probably a confidence can be the right word, but it's not as if it's falling to the same person all the time and they're just going through a really hard spell, so on that side I wouldn't say, you know, it's not like somebody's going through a bad bit of form. It's just no shirking from it. I know myself, I'm being a striker, that you've just got to work in the training ground and then eventually something falls to you. Apply yourself properly and work hard, and you know, probably looking at Liverpool at the moment, you know, probably one of the best teams in the world, and they're going through a spell that a drought of scoring goals, and you know, as I say, we're facing it at this moment in time, but the pleasing thing is when we're not scoring goals, we're also not losing games.
Scott and Stevie, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.